You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Oil price almost touched $120 per barrel today, the highest in a decade. The gold price has hit a record high. While the Russia-Ukraine war has kept stock market investors cautious, commodities are witnessing a bull run and experts believe it's likely to continue. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on Russia-Ukraine conflict, its impact around the world, the COVID-19 pandemic, Amazon future case, and more on assembly elections. First up, here's how the market fared on March 3rd. Both Sensex and Nifty extended losses for the second straight day today as investors remained cautious on geopolitical tensions. Financial and automobile shares were the ones that witnessed losses, whereas IT and oil and gas shares gained. Sensex shed 360 points to end at 55,100, whereas Nifty 50 settled at 16,498, down more than 100 points. ONGC, UPL, Power Grid, Wipro, Tech Mahindra, Indian Oil and Coal India are the ones that rose the most, whereas Ultratech, Asian Paints, HDFC Life, Aisha Motors, SBI Life and Tata Consumers were the top laggards. In another update from the stock market, Apple, Amazon and Alphabet shares are now available for Indian retail investors. Wondering how? NSE IFSC Exchange, which is NSE's subsidiary in Gandhinagar, was to start trading in 8 US stocks from today. These include the likes of Amazon, Tesla, Alphabet, Meta Platforms, Microsoft, Netflix, Apple and Walmart. On the commodities front, crude oil inched closer to $120 per barrel mark after hitting the highest level in almost a decade. It must be noted that India meets the lion's share of its demand for oil through imports. Meanwhile, gold prices crossed $1,900 per ounce, nearly at an all-time high. This is a good news for gold financiers, given the fact that they were disbursing loans to lower yielding and higher ticket size in third quarter of the fiscal, which saw the net interest margin get impacted. Moving on to the latest on Russia-Ukraine crisis. The war has entered the 8th day and Russian military has intensified its assault on Ukrainian cities. Forces have captured at least one city, Kherson, in South Ukraine and pressed further into the strategic port towns of Odessa and Mariupol. The attack on Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, with rockets and cruise missiles continued, even as a 64-kilometer-long armored column moved slowly towards the capital city of Kyiv. Meanwhile, the two sides are likely to meet for a second round of talks today. A Russian negotiator said that a ceasefire was an agenda, but Ukraine has said that Moscow's demands are unacceptable and that Russia must stop bombing Ukrainian cities before any progress can be expected. Back home, the Indian government has promised to evacuate all Indian citizens stranded in Ukraine within 3 days. So far, 17,000 Indians have left Ukraine, but not all have been able to return to India yet. Nearly 4,000 Indian students have returned home until now, whereas around 3,000 are still in Ukraine. Also, the government has rejected Russia's claim that students were being held hostage by Ukrainian forces. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Quad leaders this evening on the Ukraine crisis. Quad leaders include Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, US President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio. World Bank, on the other hand, has stopped all programs in Russia and Belarus following the invasion of Ukraine and hostilities against the people of Ukraine. Moving on, here's what experts think of the current pandemic situation. Dr. Samiran Panda, the head of Epidemiology and Communicable Diseases Division at ICMR, said that masks help in protecting not only from COVID but also from other infections. So, the current disease transmission dynamics and the predominant variant Omicron, with its transmission efficiency, probably the usage of masks will be good in a manner where you cannot ensure 100% usage. Meanwhile, Dr. Gagandeep Kang, who is a microbiology professor at a Christian Medical College in Vellore, thinks that it doesn't make sense to continue with restrictions where there isn't a lot of virus circulation. In fact, she believes that activities need to be calibrated in order to handle the risk of infection. She said, what's most needed is to identify those at most risk and keep them protected. Since the pandemic is something that has been here for a while, Dr. Kang sees a need for people to learn to live with it. However, she cautioned that COVID-19 is not over by a long shot and people should not take it lightly. Next up, here's a brief on assembly elections. Voting for the sixth round of Uttar Pradesh assembly polls was held today for 57 seats. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Congress's Ajay Kumar and Samajwadi Party's Swami Prasad Maurya were among the big weights in fray today. More than 50% of voters had cast their ballots at the time of recording this podcast. Meanwhile, political leaders continue to hold campaign rallies for the last phase of polls on March 7th. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was in UP today to campaign for Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav. During a rally, she accused Prime Minister Modi of being busy in poll meetings while Indians are stranded in war-hit Ukraine. Meanwhile, Modi alleged that the opposition is trying to divide society for votes at a time when India needs to be strong to deal with serious challenges that the world is facing. Lastly, here's the latest on Amazon versus Future case. Amazon is offered to hold talks with the Future Group to arrive at a resolution of the dispute over which the two companies have been engaged in a legal standoff for more than a year. Future Group submitted its willingness to hold talks for a breakthrough, even as its lawyer seemed skeptical of the offer. Future Group said that if Amazon has seen the light of the day, nothing prevents the big man behind Amazon from calling Biyani. Supreme Court welcomed the talk, saying the move is in the interest of all stakeholders. It has allowed time till March 15th for the two companies to explore settlement via negotiation. Amazon is also assured that it will not launch any fresh proceedings against Future while the talks are underway. Meanwhile, vendors, suppliers, landlords and employees of the Future Group retail stores are a lot happier these days after Reliance started taking operational charge of former stores. Many of the employees and vendors were not receiving salaries for months and rental dues were delayed for years. With Future Retail acknowledging in an exchange filing that it had been finding it challenging to finance working capital needs, stakeholders were on the edge. So Reliance has started making job offers to Future Group's retail network employees. The network nearly employs about 30,000 people. Future stores are now being rebranded under the Reliance Retail label. Reliance has also ensured payment of dues to a number of landlords by signing lease agreements for their premises. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.